Wildfire smoke from the northwest has kept Utah's skies hazy and polluted. Storms ahead will at least bring a temporary reprieve. KUER's Judy Fays reports.
Maps from the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration show wildfire smoke from across the west drifting into 19 states. The soot from these fires is pushing fine particulates in Utah into the unhealthy range. Bo Call oversees monitoring for the Utah Division of Air Quality.
There are thousands, literally hundreds of thousands of acres burning in Washington, and it's producing a lot of smoke, and as long as the wind blows in our direction, we get it.
That was true late Saturday when PM2.5 in Box Elder County was three times higher than the Environmental Protection Agency's allowable limits. A southward shift in air currents had begun cleaning the air by Monday, and storms midweek are expected to sweep the pollution away for a few days. But Call says there's no way to know what's ahead.
Unless the fires are put out, and until they're put out, all it would really take is the wind direction changing, the front changing, a high pressure system or a low pressure system or something coming in, and we could once again be smoked out by these fires.
That could mean stinging eyes and scratchy throats will be returning to Utah. Air quality officials say the best way Utahns can protect themselves from the harmful effects of the smoke, especially those in sensitive groups, is to stay indoors. Judy Fays, KUER News.